He's good all the time. I'm thankful to be in his house. I thank God that, you know, as we do what we are supposed to do, as we're where we're supposed to be, I thank God that God, his word is true, and that everything that we could possibly be concerned about, God is already in that moment that we're afraid of. God is in those troubles already before the troubles even existed. I'm going to ask you to stand to your feet this morning. And I just want to begin to pray. Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you, God, for every single person, God, that's in Parish Christian Center this morning, Father, in heaven. Lord, I thank you, God, for every person, Lord, that's joining us on Facebook Live, God, live stream. God, I thank you for every person in Logan County. God, I ask you right now, God, to do a work, Lord, in this service. God, I ask that you would heal, God, broken hearts. Lord, people that are hurting, God, in Jesus' name. Lord, I ask, God, that is what's not clear to us, God, that you would make it very clear. God, in Jesus' name, where there needs to be a healing, God, I ask that you would heal the bodies of your children, God, in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you right now, God, for drawing. Lord, there ain't nobody can draw like you, Daddy God. And so, Lord, I ask you right now to draw your children in, God. Capture their attention. Lord, for every person, God, that is out sick, Lord, I speak the word of healing, God, in Jesus' name. And I tell those bodies to be healed, God, and we thank you for all that you've done, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I'm going to minister this morning. I always minister out of the overflow of my life, and it's because it's what I know. And so this morning I want to talk about living in absolute faith. God has not called you to walk in fear. I'm not telling you that it's a terrible thing when you become afraid of things, but what I'm telling you is we live in faith. That is where the child of God belongs, is in faith and not in fear. The Word of God says in 2 Timothy, I've not given you a spirit of fear, but I've given you power, and I've given you love, and most importantly, I've given you a sound mind. And so this morning, I want to talk about living in faith. I want to talk about what we do when we are afraid. I want to talk about what we do when we are weary, when we're stressed, when we're over-emotional, when we're tired. Because, hey, we're all those things sometimes, amen? Well, let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 31. And what we see here is Moses was gathering the people. And he was speaking with them. And so in Deuteronomy chapter 31, we're going to start in verse 1. And it says, then Moses went out and he spoke these words to all of Israel. I am now 120 years old and I am no longer able to lead you. And the Lord has said to me, you shall not cross the Jordan. The Lord your God himself will cross over ahead of you, and he will destroy these nations before you, and you will take possession of their land, and Joshua also will cross over ahead of you, as the Lord said. And the Lord will do to them what he did to Sihon and Og and the kings of the Amorites, whom he destroyed along with their land. And the Lord will deliver them to you. And you must do to them all that I have commanded you. And in verse 6, he gives us instruction. Now, some people, they think, well, you don't need to preach out of the Old Testament. Well, you need to do this. Well, you can only preach out of a King James. Look here, I'm not that pastor. The Word of God says that every verse, everything that is written in the Word of God is profitable for teaching. And so what we live on is we live off the Word, every single bit of it. And so when Deuteronomy chapter 31 tells us in verse 6, be strong and be courageous. I'm going to tell you this morning, this is the time to stand up stronger than you've ever stood. This is the time to be who you're supposed to be more than you ever have before. See, the Word of God is for you. The Word of God is living and it's active. And if you'll plant the Word in your heart, look here, when life happens, when trouble happens, when hurt happens, the Word, Sister Deborah, goes to the grief. The Word of God goes to the hurt. The word of God goes to the financial problem when it tells you, see, that my God shall supply every need, not according to what I have, but it's according to what he has. How many of you know that when you woke up this morning, there was precious new grace and mercy for you? Amen. And so I want to talk you into, is anybody cold? I want you to raise your hand if you're cold. Brother Larry, will you put that just whatever you got to do, just a smidge? You know, I can never predict if it's going to be cold or hot. I don't know. But as your pastor, I'm really trying to make you just as comfortable as you could possibly be in this particular church service. Now, in Deuteronomy chapter 31 and verse 6, be strong and be courageous. And let me tell you something. The Word of God says in the last days there's going to be times of trouble. There's going to be times of trouble. And I want to encourage you this morning. Look here. When troubled times come, when adversity comes, when issues come, look here. The Word tells you when you have done everything that you could do, then just stand. Then just stand. I've had so many calls this week. It was just astronomical. And people were in fear and worry and stress about one thing or another. Well, Pastor Kelly, what are we going to do about the coronavirus? What are we going to do about this? What are we going to do about that? You know, my response has been very simple, and I thought, these people probably think I'm terrible, but look here, simplicity is the best. Have you ever listened to a sermon and the pastor, by the time they got done, they zigzagged so many times and they were so intelligent sounding, you didn't know what the heck they was talking about. I don't like them kind of sermons. Why? Because I'm not smart enough to sit through them. I want a bottom line. I want it spelled out and I want to know what they're talking about. I don't want to have to get out the dictionary and be like, oh, what are they talking about? I want to know. And so the Word tells us, be strong. Be strong. See, this isn't the time to lay down and just die. This is the time to say, you know what? My God. See, the Word of God says the people that know their God. See, do you know God today or do you know of God? There's a difference. There's a difference. You either know him on that personal, intimate level or you know of him. And what you have to do is you have to decide where you're at up in there. And so in Deuteronomy chapter 31 and verse 6, be strong and be courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. There's a lot of them. There's a lot of things. There's a lot of stuff that if you'll let it, wants to come into your life and produce the wrong kind of fruit. The Word says don't be afraid of that. Don't be afraid. Don't live in fear. Don't live in doubt. Don't live in unbelief. Look here. How many of you know that God has a perfect track record? He does. How many of you know that although sometimes in life we are late, God is never late? God is never late. God will not let you down. God has not brought you this far to let you go now. God has not brought you through all the stuff you've been through to make you fail. God has brought you right where you're at today to make you prosper and to be in health and to put you at the top and to keep you at the top. God is in it to win it. So when he tells us, be strong, child of God, it's time to be strong. There are times where in the past couple of years I have felt like I've had to stand on my tippy toes just to be who God told me to be. But you know what? We done it. There's times where you're going to feel so stretched. You know what that is? That's growing. It's growing. Growing is very uncomfortable. It hurts. Look here. Be strong. Be courageous. And it says, do not be afraid of them or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God, he goes before you. He goes before you. When this pandemic first started out, I'm going to be honest with you. Can I be honest with you today? Good, because I'm going to be anyways, no matter how you vote. I thought it was like a cold and we were going to be over this in like a month. Did anybody else think that? I was like, this is America. We got this. This ain't going to mess up none of my stuff. Ain't going to mess up none of my plans. I got life plans. I got stuff to do. Oh, my word. Let me tell you something. I hate even the word coronavirus at this point. But look here. If you would have told me 2 years ago that we would have lived through a lot of what we've lived through, I would just think that's the craziest thing. But hasn't God been faithful? Hasn't he been good? Hasn't he been awesome? Look here, God has been faithful to this place. David said in the Psalms, Lord, you enlarged my territory right up in the middle of my mess. God, you made me bigger. God, you did more things. God, you showed up and you showed out even when I was having trouble. God, you done that right in the middle of coronavirus. Look here. Now, I know this is not going to be popular, but I'm going to say it because it's truth. There were things that were changed for the better because the coronavirus happened. Look here. There would not be the food ministry that we have today had it not have happened. There are souls that have been won. They would have never been won otherwise. There were people sitting outside of their houses listening to the Word of God. Let me tell you something. That Word done been planted. It's not up to me to sit there and stress over the Word that was planted. It's up to me to put it out there. Whether they come here, whether they go down the street over there, whether they go over here, look what. The word, it went out. It went out. I kept telling them sound boys, I would look behind there, turn me up. We bought the best speakers. I want to be loud. I want them to hear me on the way to Fort Smith. The devil thinks he's going to shut us up. Get us out of the church. Look here, devil. The word of God done went out through the streets of Paris. Look here. Some people's like, I heard you on Roseville Street. Look here. Can the devil shut you up? Can he shut you up? Are you still going to be standing strong? Look here. The devil give you many reasons to leave God. The devil give you many reasons to just lay down and just want to just do nothing. But look here, God didn't create you for that. And so in Deuteronomy chapter 31, it says, "Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God, he goes before you." He goes before you. He goes before you. Before we have these moments of great heartache, let me tell you something. God's already there. God's already there. He already saw that. If I could talk to the Kelly 2 years ago and enlighten her, I could have saved myself a lot of trouble. Because look here, there were nights where I was staying up and I would say, God, what are we going to do? God this, God that, Lord, oh my God. And you know what? What I should have done was just go to bed. Because look here, God is too faithful for me to stay up at night fretting about what we're going to do. Because we ain't going to do nothing. He's going to do it all. He's going to do it all. See, it's not by might. It's not by power. But it's by the Holy Spirit, says the Lord. See, when you can put your hand in the hand of the one that stilled the water, then you're going to know that, look here, I ain't got to stay up and fret over this stuff. Somebody said this week, Pastor Kelly, what are you going to do about the corona? And I got up in the recliner and I said, Jeremy? Somebody asked me what we're going to do about the corona. And he just laughed. You just laugh about that stuff now, Dwayne. You know why? Because we know exactly what we're going to do about it. We're going to trust God with it. That's what we're doing. We're trusting Him. We're trusting Him. The Lord your God goes before you. Whatever you're worried about that's in your future. See, the devil, he'll keep you living in any day except for today. He'll keep you living in your past with past regrets, past failures, past stresses, past hurt feelings. He'll keep you living in that past. If he can't keep you living in your past, he'll keep you living in your future where you'll sit and for hours at a time, you'll worry about what's ahead. Look here, the Word of God, we just read it. He done went ahead of us 2 years from now. I'll be standing here and I'll be saying, oh my gosh, 2 years ago God did this. Look here, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. His Word never changes. His promises never end. His promises never change. He is the same. What is that called? Consistency. Consistency. Most people miss it just by not being consistent. You're up 1 minute, down the next, just depending on how your day is going. Let me tell you something. God's still God. He's still the same. And because of that, we can put everything we got up in his basket. And so the Word says that he goes ahead of you. He's going to go ahead of you. Let me tell you something. If you're living in fear this morning about something to happen, let me tell you, God's already in that moment. God's already there. He's already in that moment. Whatever you feel like is taking you down this morning, dragging you down, God's already stopped it. Verse 7. Then Moses summoned Joshua, and he said to him in the presence of all Israel, be strong and courageous, for you must go with this people into the land that the Lord swore to their fathers to give them, and you must divide it among them as their inheritance. In verse 8, the Lord himself goes before you. The Lord himself. The other day, how many of you, when you go to a store, I want to talk to the most intelligent person in that store. Whether it's carpet, whether it's you name it, I want to talk to the one that knows more about everything. Well, those of you that have known me and those of you that have watched this church for the past 2 years, you know Pastor Kelly likes things that look nice. So we're going to get some carpet for this beautiful stage that we got. You know why? Because the carpet's been there for a long time since I was a kid, and it's time for new carpet. Brother Van, I went into a carpet store and I started asking about carpet. The kid kept telling me he didn't know. Everything I asked, he didn't know. Jeff, I don't like that. I said, well, where's the guy that knows? Where's he? I said, I want to talk to him. Look here, when the Word says the Lord himself goes before you, I want that to sink into that heart that's troubled. I want that to sink into that heart that's hurting. I want that to sink into that heart that's afraid. I want that to sink in that heart that's broken. Because let me tell you something. God didn't send Billy Joe to go and whatever. No. He himself, the head honcho, the creator of heaven and earth and everything down up in this mess, all of it. He himself, not a peon, not a hireling, himself. He himself goes before you. Let me tell you something. God ain't forgot about you. And he ain't gonna. That's not what he does. See, if God himself has to hide you under the shadow of his wing, just like Psalm 91 says, and have you to dwell there, that's what he's gonna do. he himself goes before you. That moment in time that you're so concerned about, that event that you keep dreading and you keep thinking, ugh, he's already there. He's already there in that moment. He's already there in that circumstance. Look here, he was in the circumstance, Diana, before the circumstance ever even occurred. He was there. Before you were born, God was in those intricate moments in your life that changed you forever. Before you ever got your first broken heart from your first little girlfriend or your first little boyfriend, God was already there. He's been there. Look here, he's going to stay there. He goes before you, himself, himself. What does that mean to us as his kids? This is a personal thing. Well, a couple days later, the owner called. I said, oh, I am so happy to be talking with you because I understand you're the one that knows what they're doing. Now, here's what I want. See, it ain't going to work if you're talking to somebody that they don't know what they're doing. You think anybody else knows more about your life than the living God? A lot of times, the first thing that happens when something happens is we want to reach out. We want somebody to tell us something that's going to make us feel better. A lot of times, I'll go find Pastor Jeremy. He's usually in the bathroom. Because he thinks I'm too prissy to go up in there with him. I'm not. Where's this dude at? He done bought me a house with three bathrooms, but I'm going to get this figured out. And I'll go up in there, and I'll say, Jeremy, we're going to have a counseling session right here and right now. You just get comfortable, honey. And I'll ask him stuff, but let me tell you something. The older in Jesus I get, I just say, Daddy God, here's what's going on with me. And I just begin to tell it to God. Look here, Jeremy is the sanest person that I know. If you ever need to talk to a sane person, don't call me. Call Pastor Jeremy. You want somebody to talk you off the ledge? Call Pastor Jeremy. All right? You want somebody to eat a cheeseburger with you on the ledge? You call me. He's on a diet. He dude's done lost 100 pounds. Amen? But let me tell you something. A lot of times I say, Jeremy, I just need you to say something, and I don't even care what it is at this point, but please say something to make me feel better about this situation. And he will try so hard. But until I just get alone with God, and see, God will calm that spirit that's troubled. God will calm that hurt that's hurting. God will give that peace of mind to you. Why? Because, see, he done went ahead of you. He knows what's ahead for you. Nobody else can know that. And so it says here, the Lord himself, he goes before you and he will be with you. And if there's one thing that the devil does to people, he isolates them. And he makes them feel lonely. And in loneliness happens a lot of not too good things. In many ways. And the word says, he will go before you and he will be with you. When the devil's getting you alone and he's telling you you're all by yourself and nobody cares, look here. God cares and he's with you. He's not leaving. And so it says, he will never leave you nor forsake you. So do not be afraid. And do not be discouraged. Look here, everything. Have you ever gone through periods of your life where you felt like literally everything was going wrong? I hate those periods. They happen. Why? It rains on the just and it rains on the unjust. That is the world that we live in. But look here. Don't be afraid and don't be discouraged. The devil loves to get people discouraged. Look here. If nobody's told you today, I want to tell you that God loves you. If nobody's told you today, I want to tell you that you're enough. Whatever you're concerned about, God is perfecting it. Whatever is hurting you, God is working on it. Let's go now to Psalms chapter 16. See, God is in the future for you. He's right there in every moment that you'll ever face, every hardship, every brokenness, every time somebody does you wrong. See, he's already there in them moments. He's there when you don't want to be around anybody. He's there when you're sad. He's there when you're depressed. He's there in every moment. And not only is he there, but he goes before you. And so Psalms chapter 16. And what I have learned about the Word of God is that a lot of people don't read it. They don't apply it, and they don't plant it. You need to read the Word. You need to apply the Word. And you need to plant the Word. Psalms chapter 16, verse 1. Keep me safe, O God, for in you, see, not in anything else, God, in you, I take refuge. Look here, people will let you down. They don't mean to, most of the time. But God, in you, nobody else, nothing else, God, in you is where I'm getting my safety from. In you, I take refuge. God, in you is where I'm gaining my strength. God, see, the Word says, in him we live, in him we move, and in him we have our being. See, you're not really doing anything unless you're doing it in him. You're not really going anywhere unless you're going in him. You're not really living unless you're living in him. And so it says, keep me safe, O God, for in you I take refuge. In you I take refuge. God, I'm not taking safety from nobody else. Nobody else can give me that safety. A couple Mondays ago, God was already at the residence where I nearly got killed. All God had to say is step over. Step over. See, the Word of God says, let us go to the other side. And so many people, they stay stuck on the wrong side because they so worried about what's on the other side. Look here, it don't matter what's on the other side. The thing that matters is that God said he's already went before you over there. The devil loves to work on your mental state, get you afraid, get you hurting, get you worried. Look here. There's been some awful stuff happened in the last 2 years. There's also been some wonderful, amazing thing that's happened in the last 2 years. I done give it to God. Me and Jimmy, we was eating steak the other night. I said, sweetie, I think here we go again with this. I said, but aren't you glad we've been through what we've been through? Because the key word in there is we went through it and we got through it. Amen. It wasn't because of nothing we did. Amen. It was because of everything that God did. Amen. Everything that God did. Let's keep looking. Verse 2, I said to the Lord, you are my Lord, and apart from you I have no good thing. See, what are you saying? What are you saying? We're all telling ourselves some things. What are you saying? Are you saying, you know what, God, you are my God. Lord, I'm not going to get all worried and stressed out about this because, God, you're my God. Lord, you have never failed me. God, you have never let me down. God, you have never been late. God, I'm going to trust you with the things that I care the most about, God, which is my family, which is my health, which is all these things. God, see, the word says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. And then all these things shall be added. See, when people don't seek God first, nothing else is going to happen right. All for the past 2 years, I just thank God for some things that He's done up in my life. Because I'm a stubborn person. And I don't learn real easily. Is that got anybody else like that? Ugh. I've been trying to play the piano for like 2 years. I don't learn real easily anything. And it used to grate like a cheese grater, grate on my nerves when people wouldn't come to church because I took it personal. This morning I walked up in here and I said, God, thank you for my new jacket. I like it. And Daddy God, it don't matter who's up in here at Paris Christian Center today because, God, we're going to have church. And Daddy God, I thank you that, Lord, I'm going on with you and everything else that you want me to do. Because look here, God, for them past 2 years, that's what I've been doing, and that's what's been working for me. Lord, if I'm supposed to be on the church, in the church on Sunday, God, that's where I'm going to be. Lord, I'm not going to pull no shenanigans and step out of your will because, God, I want your very best. Lord, I don't want any sloppy seconds. I don't want hand-me-downs. Look here. How many of you was the second kid? The third kid? The fourth kid? What'd you get? Hand-me-downs. I don't want that. I want his best. Amen. I want his best. Amen. The only thing good about hand-me-downs was this little factor right here. I got to get on Casey's nerves so bad. I would go in her bedroom. I've always liked bling, and I've always liked clothes. I would go up in her bedroom, try all of her clothes on, throw them all on the floor, walk out. She used to beat me. Senseless. And Dad would catch her, and he'd say, "Don't you hit that baby." I got to do terrible things to her. She did some awful stuff to me. But look here. I had to wear all her seconds. And she was always skinnier than me and shorter than me, so I always looked terrible. Stuff too tight, stuff too short. Let me tell you something. You want God's best, you do your best. You do your best. So many people are mad at God in this moment in time. God done let this happen. God done this. God done that. No, look here. You got in what you put in. That's what you got. That's what you got. There's people all throughout the pandemic. Pastor Kelly, I'm so afraid to come into church. You see them at the bar. You see them at Walmart. You see them out to eat. They ain't afraid of that. Let me tell you something. Now, I know I'm done crunching on people's toes, but they ain't in here. They probably watching me or not in church at all, so we can crunch their toes all day long. But let me tell you something. I don't want to hear I'm too scared, because let me tell you something. That ain't going to work on Judgment Day. That stuff don't work. You keep telling God how afraid you are. You keep telling him. Look here. God's going, I don't know. I done went before him in that moment. I was sitting. One of the joys of my life, and I never thought I could get so much enjoyment out of it, but I love Monday nights. Love them. And I love serving the community of Logan County. And the most precious thing, as far as I'm concerned, that we have in this county is them senior citizens. I love them so much. And I've got my route, and I think we have 37 of them on my route. I think my route's the biggest. And, you know, when we started this thing, I didn't think it would grow as big as it did. But, see, I didn't do that. God did it. God grew it. And God told me in the beginning, now, Kelly, when you do these routes, don't ever get to a point where you think that you're too good to do anything, because then I'll have to correct you. You roll your sleeves up. You get your people to working, and you work right beside them. You take your girls, and you go on your routes, and you get out of the car with them, and you talk to those people. Look here, there's been Monday nights where I've just been in total turmoil, sit down and talk to one of them older people, and God just began to speak to me. Let me tell you something. Do what you're supposed to do with your life. Be where you're supposed to be. If God called you to be a ditch digger, you'd have to step down to be the president. If God called you to be the president, you'd have to step down to be a ditch digger. See, what was you called to do? Do it. Who were you called to be? Be it. So the word says here, let me get back to my notes. I said to the Lord, you are my Lord, and apart from you, I have no good thing. Have you reached that point where you can say, God, when I don't include you, it's no good. God, apart from you, I'm nothing. God, apart from you, I don't get anywhere. Verse 3, as for the saints who are in the land, they are the glorious ones in whom is all my delight. The sorrows of those will increase who run after other gods. People that running after everything but God and other gods. Look here, other gods could be anything. It could be your hobby. It could be your job. It could be a boyfriend, a girlfriend. See, what is there anything that is above the living God in your life? What we see is a lot of people running after other gods in one way or another. Look here. That ain't working. That ain't working. And the word says that for those people, their sorrows are going to increase. Why is that? We serve a jealous God. He will not have any other gods before him. He won't have it. I will not pour out their libations of blood or take up their names on my lips. In verse 5, here's where we're at. Lord, you have assigned me my portion and my cup. God, you've assigned that. See, God, you assigned me my portion. God, you didn't give me too little. God, you didn't give me too much. God, whatever I have, Lord, you assigned it to me. God, whatever I'm supposed to do with this life, God, you assigned it, you picked it, you handpicked it. So, God, I'm not going to fear about these things because you assigned them to me. You did that. Whatever God calls you to, he'll get you through it. So many people, they don't get through what they're going through. And you know why? Because, see, God didn't call them there to begin with. You know how many marriages God did not ordain? The word says, what God has joined together, let no man separate. Look here. There's lots of stuff God didn't ordain. It's falling apart. Look here. Good. If the falling apart process brings people to their knees and gets them into heaven, so be it. It's hard to watch people's lives fall apart. There's times over the past couple years. I've been so broken over decisions and things that people did with their lives. And God said, Kelly, you did your part. Go to bed. You did your part. Go to bed. And so it says, Lord, you have assigned me my portion and my cup. You have made my lot secure. God, you've made my lot secure. God, you have secured the outcome of this situation already. You did that. Now, I'm going to step out on a limb here. And I'm going to brag about little Crystal over here. This little girl is like a supergirl. She really is. And I look up to her in so many ways. And let me tell you something. You really want to serve God when the trouble comes? That's how you know you're serving God or you ain't serving God. Because when trouble comes, look here, that don't mean God left. That means his glory is about to show up. And this little girl over here, she got three kids. I ain't brave enough to have three kids. I stopped at two. There ain't no way I'm going to get outnumbered. I'm not that sane. She got three kids. And she said, Pastor Kelly, what can I do to serve in this church? What can I do? What can I do? Mama, you should be very proud of this girl. What can I do? Can I bake? Can I do something? Always, always. What can I do? What can I do? What can I do? You know what? God's up there, and he's working all these struggles that you've had. Look here. When God gets done, Crystal, it's not going to be what you thought. It's going to be more. It's going to be more. But look here. You know why? Because he's made your lot secure. He's made your lot secure. God didn't tell you this was going to be easy down here. It's not going to always be easy. But look here. God will go before you. The word says, Lord, you knit the behind and before. God, you're everywhere. Where can I go that's not in your presence? Nowhere. Where could I hide? Nowhere. Where can I go? Nowhere. Lord, you have assigned me my portion and my cup, and you have made my lot secure, and the boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. The boundary lines have fallen for me, God, in pleasant places. In pleasant places. Look here. The boundary lines have fallen. And for the kids that know their God, they've fallen in pleasant places. Because you know what? Trouble comes at times. Life hurts come at times. But there's a boundary line there. And look here. Daddy God will not let it be crossed. I've had to go through a lot of stuff to get to a certain point that God was wanting me to be at, and it's this right here. Lord, it doesn't matter what happens. I'm hanging on to who you are. I'm hanging on to what you've said. I always thought pastoring was a piece of cake. It's a whole pie, okay? A big one, a big old pie. And here's what I've noticed. The more that I lift things out of my heart and I give them over to God, the more successful and blessed that this ministry is. And you know why? It's because, see, for the people that know their God, not just know of him, but the ones that know him, here's what they know. Daddy God, you're right on time. Daddy God, you've not left. Daddy God, everything looks bad in this moment, but God, I'm not going off of what I can see. God, I'm going off of your word that I've planted in my heart. We're going to go off of that. See? Go off of God's track record. There's things that I know about my natural earthly father. If I say, hey, you want to go out to eat? Absolutely. Yes, I do. The other day we went to the Catfish House up in Russellville, and we just sat and visited for 2 hours. And there were stories that he would tell, and I knew the end of them. There's things about him that I know just because I've gotten to know him. Let me tell you something. Get to know God. It's going to make the biggest difference for you. When you're hurting, climb right up in his lap. Put your head on his chest and just say, God, I'm hurting so bad right now, but God, I know you're coming through. God, I know you're not going to fail me. Lord, I'm stressed and I'm all these things, but God, I'm going to lay it down at your feet. And God, I'm going to give it to you and I'm going to let you have it. See, God doesn't want you living your whole life in fear of what's going to happen. Well, what if this happens? What if that happens? You ever know how much analyzing the devil will get you to doing? I will overthink everything. And I will conjure up things. There's no way in the world them things would actually happen. But I'll think about them. And in my brain, they're happening. See, God's made your lot secure. Brother John, he's made your lot secure. Yes. Does trouble come? Yes, it does. Guess what else comes? God. Guess who got there first? God. God got there first. Me and my sister, we were raised in the country, and we used to do all sorts of country girl things. But one of the things that we used to do is we always had animals of some sort, and it was our chore to feed them, and I always hated that. I don't like to mess with animals. I've got a chihuahua and 2 crawdads, and I love them. The crawdads, you don't got to do nothing to, and the chihuahua, well, she's my soul sister because we got the same personality. She just jippers all day. I mean, we get along great. But one of the things that my sister and I, we used to do, living on 10 acres of farmland, is we'd go from the barn to the house, and we'd race. And we did this every day. Every day. And I never won. Ever. And I remember, we used to have a barn, this weird barn door, and it had a hole in it. And I'd be looking out that hole for Casey, see if I'd get her in there, and then I could take off real quick and win. Never happened. But the night before she got married, she said, Kelly, let's race one more time. And she let me win one time. I'm still living off that victory. Yep. But let me tell you something. Every time I want to get discouraged, every time I just want to lay down and just die, there have been some hard, hard things. And I've said, God, oh my God, this is going to be the thing that just does me in. He said, Kelly, I done won that race. I'm already there. I'm already there. Just get up and start running, baby. Just get up and start going. Kelly, if you'll get up and you'll just go towards me, I'm already there. I done won that. And so let me tell you something this morning. However you came up in here, did you come up in here and you're worried about something? Did you come in here and you're stressed? Did you come in here and you're broken? I want to just say, look here, in this moment, Daddy God's wrapping himself around you, and he's telling you, look here, child of God, I'm already there. I'm already there. and I'm done taking care of it. Look here. People have had to deal with some gut-wrenching, hurtful, awful things. But let me tell you something. Those things are not even compared. They're not even worth talking about. Because when we see what God's going to do to make up for that, we're going to not even want to even talk about them things. But see, you got to catch a vision of what really is going on here. And see, what's going on is God's turning things around. And he's making them work for your good. You don't have the luxury of being able to think fear all the time. See, God's called you to be a person of faith. You got to step up outside of that fear and recall who God is and who he's been in your life. And look here, when that fear wants to overwhelm you, you just pitch your daddy God. And see, the word says, I was already there. I'll go before you. And I'll be with you. And so here it says, the boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places, and surely. See, it's a for sure thing. For sure. There's no way. There's no way that you're going to fail. It's a for sure thing. Surely that I have a delightful inheritance. It's done in the books. It's done. Verse 7, I will praise the Lord who counsels me, and even at night my heart instructs me. Let me tell you something. You know why you just need to give it to God and go to bed? Because the moment that you allow your body to have some rest, the word says that, look here, even at night, Daddy God, you'll instruct this heart. You'll wake up and you'll know how to handle that situation. You'll know the right thing to do. The devil wants to keep you up, keep you sad, keep you down, keep you out so he can exhaust you to where you'll never make a good decision in your life again. Let me tell you something. Don't fall for that. Go to bed and say, Daddy God, I'm going to go to bed. And God, when I do, Lord, you told me that you'd give your beloved sweet rest. So God, right now, I claim the sweet rest. And Lord, as I go to sleep, God, I just ask you right now to begin to instruct this heart on just exactly what you'd have me to do. See, and so many times I've woke up and right there, the answer. See? You don't got to stress to get what God has for you. It's not a matter of staying up all night and worrying so much you done fixed the problem. No. Go to bed. Lord, instruct this heart. Verse 8, here's what we have to do. See, we've read where it says that he goes before us. Now, here's what we have to do. I have set the Lord always before me. Always before me. You have to, it's a conscious effort. Set God before you. Put God at the top of your list. Put him first. Put him first. I used to take it so personal when people would lay out just for silly things. Look here, I take that personal less and less. You know why? Because see, it's not nothing about me. I ain't answered for them on Judgment Day. They answered for themselves. I have set the Lord always before me. There's things that I want to do. They ain't right. And Mama Kay, I done set God first. And because I've set him first, I turn from sin. Because I set him first, I don't indulge the things that I used to do. Because I've set him first, there's things that I won't allow this mind to think because I've set him first. See, what does it mean to put God first? It means that he's going to reign over everything, every fiber of your being, your mind, your spirit, your soul, your body. Every part of it. Every part of it. God, I've set you before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Because I've set him before me, there ain't nothing shaking this girl up. Does that mean stuff don't happen? Nope. Stuff happens. Look here. When the dust settles, we're still standing. That's what it means. That's what it means. When the devil's done everything he could do to knock you down, you're still going to be standing. When the devil's done thrown everything at you, and for some of you, I've seen him do it in your life, look here, you're going to still be standing. Not only are you going to still be standing, but you're going to be standing with more, with great power, with great anointing, with great everything. Amen? Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure. Because you will not abandon me to the grave, nor will you let your Holy One see decay. Verse 11, you have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence. See, somebody in here, what you need, and you're sitting there and you're racking your brain. What do I need? What do I do? What do I this? I'm going to say it again. You will fill me with joy in your presence. What's needed in your situation, first and foremost, is to be in the presence of God. To be in his presence. To be in his presence, that's where he's going to fill you up. To be in his presence, that's where you're going to feel that peace of mind. The devil would love to keep you riled up all the time. God says, I've come that you would have life and have it with abundance. Have it with some peace. With eternal pleasures at your right hand. Last verse for me is Isaiah chapter 45 and verse 2. I will go before you and smooth out the rough places. I will break down gates of bronze and cut through bars of iron. Look here. Have you had trouble? Have you had some things happen unexpectedly? If you came in here this morning and there's been some things on your heart and you've been troubled and you've had some fear over those things and you want Daddy God to just come in there and put some peace in there, I'm going to ask you to stand. I just feel like God wants to love on some people here this morning. God doesn't want you living in fear. He's here to love on you and to help you. He's already in those moments that we're dreading. He's already in those situations and circumstances. Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I just call down peace right now, God, a peace of God that passes all understanding. Lord, I tell it to guard our hearts, God, and our minds. Lord, in Jesus' name, I thank you for what you've already started doing. In every situation, in every circumstance. God, right now in your word, you said that you needed a binder and you said that you needed a looser. So God, right now, in Jesus' name, I bind up right now every hindrance, God, that would try to go against your children. Lord, I bind up right now coronavirus. Lord, I tell it, it's not coming in this building in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you for what you're doing. God, I thank you for breakthrough in Jesus' name. Lord, for everything that you've put into motion for us. Lord, I thank you for it, God, in Jesus' name. Amen.